A couple months ago, we had you, the man, the only man that I know, that has never seen any of the Star Wars movie, start the original trilogy. And so you reviewed episode 4, A New Hope, which was the first one. Why did they do that? Why do they make things so confusing?
I don't know. That confusing.
Yeah, I know.
That was episode 4?
See?
We've been over this.
Confusing, right? Even though it's the first, it's episode 4. Then you review The Empire Strikes Back, and now it is time, Michael, for you to review Return of the Jedi.
Star Wars.
Yes. Where we find the gang trying to save our hero, Han Solo, from the evil Jabba the Hutt. And from there, onward we go.
Yes.
So the floor is yours.
As is the case with the other two, I went into this with as much an open mind as I could possibly have, given my previous strong prejudices against this entire thing.
You can leave it up.
So I tried to go in with an open mind and a willing heart. And I came away thinking, should I just tell you what I thought about it right up top here?
Let me guess.
Let's go, man.
My guess is, it's okay. That's my guess of what your review is.
I'm not going to guess.
My guess is...
or your review?
Or yeah, my review is... it's okay. But I liked it better than the other two.
You did?
I did.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a first. That's usually the worst out of the three for most people.
Yeah, well, what about this one did you like better than the other two?
Well, for one thing, I guess because I had a little bit of background in it, it was much, much easier to keep tabs on who everybody was and what was going on.
Like you were aware of who Weird Bear was?
What are you doing here?
Weird Bear? Yeah.
You know who Larry Skywalker is now?
Yeah, I know who Larry Skywalker is, and I kind of have a little bit better sense of how it all fits together.
What? Are you laughing?
The weird placement of that, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
And I have a little bit better sense of how it all fits together, and the whole thing just was I could process it in a far more linear fashion than I could either of the other two.
Yeah, right. That makes sense totally. All right, so let's start from the beginning, because as I said, this was about trying, in the beginning at least, trying to save Han Solo from Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
Now, I can't remember which version of Empire I gave you, because, Ty, in the updated Empire, didn't they show Jabba?
Yes.
Like the ones that Lucas redid?
No, they showed him in the updated versions of A New Hope.
Oh, okay.
Not in Empire.
Okay. So this was probably your first time you've seen that blob of a thing, right?
Right. There are a good number of blobs of things in this one.
Yeah. So did you like the scene where they actually save him, where Leia's all dressed up and very little?
Yes.
How'd old Carrie Fisher look to you?
She ran around in that outfit a good bit in this thing.
Can you understand now why boys of our age
gravitated toward her?
That were about 12 when that thing came out, right? We were about 12, 13?
Yeah, about 13.
No, why we... I always thought she was pretty foxy anyway.
Yeah, but you never saw her like that.
No.
She wasn't dressed like that in When Harry Met Sally, you know?
Yeah.
That was like, I mean, that was like the first thing walking out of that theater was like, God, it was amazing. What a greatest movie of all time. And then my buddy's like, dude, Carrie Fisher.
Oh my. She's your girl's hottest.
Yes, that's exactly what we were saying. But could you tell that the technology had even improved since Empire?
Yeah, there are incremental steps in the improvement of technology in all three of these.
Right. And you can, I mean, it's very obvious they want to show off their new toys, right?
Yeah. They got new toys and they like playing with them. However, they did a great job of staying true to what the thing's all about.
Right. All right, so.
Did you like the big blaster/saber fight that had the big cone in the mouth in the desert thing?
Yeah.
That was a really bad explanation of what I was
what
trying to say.
What the hell were you trying to explain? About.
After they get Han out and they're
this is when
that,
they actually save him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that thing where it's outside in that desert and it's got that conical thing in the ground.
The monster.
The Sarlacc.
And there's a monster in the ground with a mouth.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
That was pretty neat.
Now,
my biggest question on this, though.
Yes.
Go ahead. I want questions.
Okay. What were all those little monkey-like creatures that were running around called?
It was the Ewoks. We told you. You'd love the Ewoks.
And they were speaking Ewokese. Is that right?
I guess.
What were all those little monkeys? That's a good question. Yes. And for a lot of people, that's kind of what ruined the movie.
Because it got too cutesy.
Yeah, it got too, you know, they had a bunch of midgets.
Yeah, I could see that.
It was George trying to make something that he thought he could sell. That it would appeal to the kids and they could go buy something.
And at the time, I didn't mind it. Like, as a kid, I didn't really mind it that much. I thought it was pretty ridiculous, but still.
They were unnecessary.
Yeah, they were. In the grand scheme of things, they were.
As a novice, I thought it distracted pretty strongly from the story.
Right. No, it did.
George likes to show how things like that can accomplish anything. And that's what unfortunately, it came out to be the Ewoks. He could have found much better creatures or something to show that, nature or things that aren't as technologically advanced can overcome.
But in the end, it just makes it look kind of corny, kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
The thing that I remember the most as a kid that shocked me from the transition to first, second, to third was the aging of Luke. Because he'd gotten in that accident.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a car wreck or a motorcycle wreck?
Yeah, in fact, it was right as the original Star Wars was coming out. He got in a really bad car wreck where he almost died. And they had to.
Mark Hamill did?
They had to do tons of plastic surgery on his face.
And he, especially in this third one, he looked so much different. He didn't look like a kid anymore.
Yeah. He looked weathered.
Yeah, he really did. But wasn't it cool to see a nearly fully finished badass Jedi that wasn't in training anymore, that all the powers, that was, you know, mind effing everybody?
And I love the confrontation between him and Darth.
You did?
Wasn't that great?
Yeah.
I was very tense.
Yeah, it was. I like Darth, the way they used him. He was far more a player in this than he seemed to be in either of the other two. I mean, you knew he was there.
Did he get more screen time in the third one?
Man, it seemed like he did.
Definitely.
He did? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been a while since I've seen that third one. Like, it's probably been...
Yeah, it's been a while.
6 or 7 years since I've taken a look at that third one. Yeah, but, I mean, just the... Because you didn't find him to be too terribly evil in those first two. Like, it didn't resonate why this guy was thought of as the greatest villain in movie history.
No. Not in the first two, but you got a little bit better sense of that in this one.
He's a real son of a bitch.
Yeah. And he was letting people know about it, too.
All right.
How did you feel about the revelation that Luke had a sister?
Sister?
I was surprised by that.
Good. I was, too.
That was the idea, right?
Yeah.
Surprising revelation.
And by the way, you know how any time on this station, you've not been aware of this, but any time on this station when someone was like, yeah, so my sister, blah, 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 and every time someone goes... Sister.
Yeah.
That's just from that.
Okay.
That's from that.
Yeah, I saw that and that golden bulb of enlightenment went off over my head.
Sister.
Oh, that's where they get that.
All right, yes. So in the end, I'm trying to think of the middle portion before they got to the Ewoks. Like, you had saving Han, and then what was the transition to get to the Ewok jungle, or was there any transition?
Was that Endor?
Yes, Endor was the name of the planet. Well, they had, you had them getting that plan ready to go deal with the new Death Star.
Yeah.
You had Luke returning to Dagobah to finish his training, which he ends up not doing. And then it really just goes right back into Endor.
Yeah, if you remember, they had to go to Endor to disengage some tractor beam power source or something. That was the whole point of them even being there.
Yeah. But you were able to follow along, even though you didn't have your Star Wars buddy watching it with you?
Yeah, I kind of needed a little bit of help from time to time, and there were a couple times where I rolled it back to see if I could, on a second look, understand something a little bit better, which sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't. But, yeah, it fell together a little bit better for me than either of the other two have.
And you got the sense that the Emperor, the really evil guy, you know, like, was that guy creepy at all to you?
Yeah, he was, and I was not expecting to see him.
Yeah. That's why we
call Jerry Jones the Emperor sometimes, because he kind of looks like him.
And he talks like this.
Yeah. I was going to come in here and ask you about Darth Vader's boss.
It is his boss.
That's his Dan Bennett.
Yeah.
Like, I remember thinking as a kid watching that for the first time, I mean, you're almost in tears as he is being electrocuted by the Emperor. And it goes on forever.
It does.
To the point where he turns to Darth Vader and he's like, Father! You know?
Yeah.
Because he's reaching out to him and you're like, do something, Vader! And then that moment when he actually does, that
kills
was like
the Emperor.
That was like the jump off the out of your movie seat moment. Like, oh yes, he did it! It was like the Russian falling in Rocky IV, you know? Like, oh! It was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. He was a badass
for sure. I know how much you hate CPO3. Did he annoy you?
CPO3's.
Did he annoy you just as much in this one? In second part, did you like the part where the Ewoks thought he was Jesus?
All right, we'll answer both of those questions on the other side here. 5:31 on the ticket.
All right, so we're in the middle of reviewing the final installment of the original Star Wars trilogy, Return of the Jedi, or at least Mike is. Now he has completed his mission of seeing all three. I don't know if we're going to get him to see Force Awakens or Rogue One. Although I'd have to think that not being completely attached to these characters, you know, like we have been for 40 years, that I think that he would actually think that Force Awakens and Rogue One are better than the original three.
I could see that.
Like, I think I would.
A lot of people on Twitter are recommending that he see Spaceballs next.
Yeah, are you familiar with Spaceballs? Have you heard of that?
Baseball?
No, Spaceballs.
Isn't that like a goofy space movie or something?
Mel Brooks. This is the Mel Brooks send-up of Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Which my kids love.
They like Spaceballs?
Yes. I loved it, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a 100%. It's Rick Moranis. It's Mel Brooks. It's John Candy. John Candy, instead of Jabba the Hutt, Mike, he plays Pizza the Hutt. It's a pretty good bit. And isn't Rick Moranis' character named Helmet?
Darth Helmet.
Dark Helmet.
Dark Helmet. Yeah. Because he wears this giant, oversized Vader helmet.
It's so big.
Yeah.
All right, so we were talking about the droids.
Yeah. Did the droids annoy you?
CP3O and M2X.
Yeah, those are droids. Just short for android, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, CP3O kind of does.
Still?
C3PO.
Yeah. He still does. And R2-D2 glides around and makes computer noises. It's hard to see how he's adding that much to the conversation, yet he seems to be on top of everything, and he seems to have all the answers for everybody.
He is so central to the story. He seems to have all the answers, man.
He glides around and makes computer noises, but seems to be on top of things and have all of the answers.
Like,
for everybody.
C-3PO, look, everybody thought he was annoying, but yet at the same time, like this cute little side project or whatever.
Right.
R2-D2 is central to the entire story. In every movie, he gets stuff done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm a little bit more in tune with his function and the way he plays, the role he plays in everything now.
You know what, like the goofiest thing ever, and I was right there with him, but when they, you know, did Force Awakens,
mm-hmm.
which came out a couple of years ago, and I believe those were the first, they showed R2, didn't they, before they showed any central character?
In Force Awakens?
Yeah. Maybe not. Well, I just remember, like, whenever they put R2-D2 on screen, that people were just like, oh, yeah, he's back. You know, like, you cheer for these little robots. It's very over the top. All right, can you see, though, now why people... I know it's really hard to sit there and think of it in these terms, but can you understand now why all of the world freaked out over these three movies?
Yeah, I can. I can. I said that after I saw the first one. You know, I get the appeal. It is not my bag by any means, and I don't feel like I'm better off having seen any of these three than I was before, but I do get the appeal. I do get that there is some quality these movies have that endears them to everybody, and okay. I get it.
And when they originally came out, you know, you were, what, 20-something? Mid-20s?
What was the first year?
77? Yeah, so you were like 27?
Yes, 26, 27, something like that.
There was nothing that could have gotten you into that theater?
No.
Because I know people in their 20s were seeing it.
I had zero interest in that.
Nothing at all? I mean, nothing even though all. You would see on TV the amount of people dressed up and wrapped around the Man Chinese Theater or whatever.
I looked at it and just went, great. You guys go do your thing.
Just nothing. Didn't move the needle at all.
Didn't move the needle at all.
And even when, and I guess, you know, looking back at it, that is the one age, probably, that stayed away from the theater more than any other. Because you were too old for what was perceived to be a kids type thing.
That was the thing.
And you didn't have kids.
Yeah. I had no kids.
Not that you were aware of.
That I knew of, anyway.
Because you were doing it a lot. I know what you're saying.
Yes, I had no kids, and I was not into kids things. I was preoccupied with being cool and playing soft rock and...
How was that cool?
Hotel in hotel lounges.
Was the reveal of Darth Vader, and I'm asking everybody here,
when he took his helmet off,
was it very underwhelming for y'all the first time you saw it as a kid? Because I can remember being like,
You thought you were going to see some monster and you saw some old man?
Yeah, I'm like, that's Darth Vader.
He was much older than I anticipated.
When I started to think that was what was about to come down here, I figured that was the only way it could be.
That he would look something like that?
Yeah, that he was going to be a character that was not imposing at all.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't want him...
It is the irony of the whole thing, that he is a brittle, broken-down old man that can only survive because of the apparatus that he's embodied in.
But he could still fight.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the Force, maybe.
Force helps everything.
Force. Who was that actor?
David Prowse, right?
No, they got some other British actor. David Prowse was the guy that was always the guy that did all the lines and everything. But for that scene, they got some British actor that he died a few years ago, and that was the only time he ever had anything to do with Star Wars. They just picked some guy.
Just for his face.
Who was the actor who played Darth Vader's boss?
Ian McDiarmid. And the funny thing is, when he in that Return of the Jedi, when you first see him, we're older than him. When he played it, it was like 42. They made him to look so old.
Really?
He's only now like 70 years old.
That's amazing.
Wow, no way.
That's
never
amazing.
Knew that, man.
Some old
This came out what year?
It's 83. Yeah, so it was like 77, 80, 83. So we're three-year windows in between.
Okay.
And just the anticipation of, you know, you would hear through the grapevine that, you know what? I think they're gonna release this in like a year. And as a kid, it was like the third Boston record. You just couldn't imagine how great this is could possibly be and how it was going to change the world.
Did he get held up and released because nobody was ready for it?
No, pretty much.
Because the guitars were just too awesome?
The droids were too awesome.
Yeah. Well, thank you for doing this because it does provide... I feel like...
I feel like a chapter's closed in our relationship.
Yeah. Because we wanted you to do this for so long, you know, and you just wouldn't give in and wouldn't budge and all that. And especially now that all these other Star Wars movies are coming out and here we are in the 40th year of this is right in the month of the anniversary of the original release. I think it's perfect timing. And I really do think that he would really like The Force Awakens.
I've got it.
Do you own it?
Yeah.
On DVD or on, like Apple?
On Blu-ray.
Oh, kick ass.
Blu-ray, wow. That's a game changer.
Yeah. Has your old lady seen the new ones?
I'm sure she has.
Was she a fan?
Yeah.
Back in the day?
Oh, yeah. She was a fan back in the day.
Did she laugh her ass off watching this with you?
She's not my old lady. God. How arcane is that? How 70s is that?
You're the one that calls girls some
broads. Yes.
And how 20s is that?
There's a difference between somebody's old lady and some old broad.
Madam, sweetie, sugar, sweetheart, bitch.
You're telling me that in the last 5 or 6 years you've never said this is his old lady?
No. No. I've never said that.
What do you say?
Girlfriend, lady friend, whatever.
You're not
special
that nice.
Lady friend.
Or...
Just to be clear that I got this right, I just tweeted out the quote of the day. R2-D2 just slides around and makes computer noises, but seems to be on top of things and has all the answers. Mike Reiner.
Yeah. You got that right.
Love it.
May have paraphrased here and there, but
that's the gist.
The idea is put across.
Okay.
Sorry, I got it wrong. John Candy was not Pizza the Hutt. He was Barf.
He was Barf.
Yeah, so he was like the Chewbacca knockoff. Right? That was a Chewie knockoff?
Yes, he was Weird Bear.
Who was Pizza the Hutt then?
I don't know who Pizza the Hutt.
I think Dom DeLuise did the voice for Pizza the Hutt.
That may be right.
Yeah.
God, Ty is so up on all this stuff.
Yeah. Useless information.
Man, you really are into this, aren't you?
Hell yeah.
I mean, you got the tattoos to prove it.
Yeah, I do.
All right. Any further questions here?
Nope. The end. Good stuff.